This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Here comes Canal and Company right along with the sunshine. They are in the house, smiling away, always bringing good energy and good spirits. Happy to see Angela Sherrill here and Will Maben. Good morning, guys. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. So I know that this young woman was up late last night.
Yes.
She's the biggest Noles fan I know.
I know. My beloved Seminoles.
Why didn't they pay their power bill?
I know.
Exactly.
I said there was a meme on Facebook. It was hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
That was hysterical. Yeah. So we'll be disconnected September 6th.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
That was funny.
Heartbreak. Again.
Yes, I'm sorry. But I was rooting for you.
I know.
Back and forth and back and forth. And I was going to go to sleep after the first half. I thought, well, we'll see how. And then the third quarter started, and then it was they got three. I thought, okay, I got to stay and watch
this. Exactly.
All right, well, who are you, and what is Canal & Company all about? So, just in case someone's joining us for the first time.
Yes, well, I'm Angela Sherrill with Canal & Company Realty, and my contact is 850-292-3165, or contact me at gonolesacs@att.net.
Okay.
And I'm Will Maben with Canal & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Okay, and you have a guest with you today.
We do. It's our friend Michelle Bragg with Guard Home Warranty.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
She was our phantom a guest for a while.
Oh.
We've had.
She looks familiar.
I know.
Okay.
Well, you will know her.
Okay.
She has been in this business, this real estate and home warranty business for a long time and has done a great job. She has her real estate license. She knows a lot about what Will and I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one reason we've been anxious to have Michelle on. So Michelle, why don't you tell us about what you do?
So I've been in the real estate industry for 25 years now, and I've been with Home Warranty for 15. I'm with Guard Home Warranty, and I'm not a Pensacola native, but I will never leave.
So, Amen.
She's native.
Amen, sister. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Moved here in 01, and I'm never leaving. So
me either.
Yeah. So I declare Pensacola as home.
Mm-hmm. So. There you go. Well, that kind of experience, being here that long, you do get to know the community. We've been through a lot in those 25 years. So I'm with you on that. About the same time frame for me, too.
Well, one thing I will say is Michelle has always, no matter which home warranty she's been with or what part of the real estate industry she's been in, Michelle has always been very generous with her time and with her products and services. So, Michelle, you got to brag. Come on now. That's your last name.
I live, eat, and breathe it pretty much. Yeah.
Well, you're in good company because I know these two do the same. So, well, let's talk a little bit about the current market and what's happening now. We're into the fall and summer's kind of behind. It's still hot, though, but how do things change up now as we're coming towards the end, this final quarter of the year?
Well, it should start cooling down.
Oh, thank you, oh wise one.
We hope not the market.
Right, no.
I know, that's what I was supposed to clarify that comment.
Well, and the market is definitely hit or miss right now. It is the time for buyers to get out there and buy.
Yeah.
I know the interest rates are high and it's scary, but that's not going to last forever. And the interest rate, you only date the interest rate, but you marry the home.
Hmm.
So if that right home is out there, get out there and try to make it work.
Put your best foot forward.
Right. As long as you can make it work, later on, you can always refinance that rate and get a better payment.
Right. You know, don't wait. I know that buyers are, as Will said, trying to date the rate. But at some point, you do have to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now is the time. It is definitely what we would consider a buyer's market. And so, you know, buyers together with their real estate agent, either Will or me,
mm-hmm.
Can help you convince the seller that it is a buyer's market.
And there's a lot of property available because I like to kind of keep track of it. And I was noticing there's a lot of homes for sale. I'm seeing an awful lot of for sale signs around town.
Right. Well, and there are. It feels like more because we were in that whole post-COVID rush where everybody decided they could live in Florida and work remotely. And,
yeah.
You know, that actually pushed us to a limited inventory. But now our inventory levels are back to where they were pre-COVID. So it feels like there's a lot on the market because we haven't had that in multiple years.
Right.
But the fact that more properties are on the market, it gives buyers a better selection. It gives them a little bit stronger power to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, you can always get the house you want. What do you think about that, Angela?
I think that's true. I was going to ask Michelle. I mean, Will and I are very familiar with the signs of, you know, the market going up, the market going down. How does when the market shifts from, say, a seller's market to a buyer's market, what does that, can you kind of gauge that same scenario as well?
Not necessarily. I mean, with warranty, it pretty much stays the same.
Okay.
I think when we're in a seller's market, buyers are more afraid to ask for the home warranty. But when they have good agents like you two, you're going to ask anyway because you know that it gives them peace of mind that first year after they move in.
Right, right.
So after that first year, I will say that, because I recently bought a couple years ago, it's been interesting because I have been inundated with warranty offers in the mail. Are those scams or valid? Or can you give me some guidance on that? Because it is a little overwhelming, and it hits you all of a sudden, and I think, oh, what do I need to do?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I would always go with someone who has a local rep because that is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if things go sideways or if you have a question that you don't want to call corporate to ask, you can always reach out to that local person.
Right.
Or your realtor.
Or your realtor, right? And that is one of the things when people have a home warranty and if they have an issue and they call me, I'm going to call that realtor that sold the plan to them and let them know what's going on and what we're doing so that they can reach out and have that touch point and be involved as well.
That's fantastic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so from Meg's question to explain as a list, if Will and I are listing agents, which we're both buyer's agent and listing agents, so we can represent sellers and buyers. But if we're representing a seller, and the house is not a new house, which is the majority of our inventory in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, tell us about selling a home warranty to a seller for the listing period. How does that work?
So when you list your home for sale, you can get warranty coverage to cover your major systems and your appliances, AC, kitchen appliances, electrical, things like that. It's going to be $70 at closing, so you do not pay up front.
Okay.
Of course, we are asking them to provide the warranty for the buyer for a year.
Sure.
We have sign riders, lockbox covers, things like that.
Okay.
So you can advertise that it comes with a one-year warranty for the buyer. That is very attractive to buyers when they're looking at homes that have a home warranty coming with it versus one that does not.
Okay.
Because like I said, you know, they're moving into a home and they don't know how that home has been taken care of.
Sure.
I just had an oven claim I was involved in the other day. The oven was 2 years old and caught fire.
Oh, that's not good.
And this lady could not make her brownies. And she was very upset because she makes brownies a lot.
Mm.
And within a couple of days, we had that oven fixed and she was on to making her brownies.
Oh,
so
wow.
She does marketing and she makes brownies for everybody. So she needed to make her brownies. But she sent me a text about 10 o'clock one evening with her oven that had caught fire.
Oh,
and we got a tech out there the next day and everything got ordered and resolved all within that week. So
right.
She was on to making her brownies.
That's fantastic. And now did she have to wait for your rep, or how does that work?
So the way Guard Home Warranty works is you 100% get to choose your own contractor. So you're not held to a traditional.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yes. We are in an instant society. People want it now.
Mm-hmm. You mean 5 minutes ago.
Right. Yes, yeah. 5 minutes yeah. ago. I actually,
so she can bake her brownies.
Yes, yes, she needed to bake her brownies. But I got a call from someone that used to be with my old company, traditional company, where they assign a contractor and things like that. She had placed a claim July 3rd. She called me on the 5th. They could not get a tech to service her AC to even go out there till the 16th of July.
Oh, my goodness.
That was over 2 weeks in July without air for him to diagnose.
4th of July week. No, thank you.
Then with a traditional company, he's going to have to call back into the warranty company, get the claim approved. They order the parts, and then he goes back out there when he can. Mm. So
all of us decide.
Yeah. With us, you call your tech, and 97% of our claims are resolved the same day we speak to the tech.
Wow.
97%?
97.
That's huge.
Our average claim approval time is 22 minutes or less.
Wow.
We have no overseas call centers. That's huge.
Yeah.
They will understand you. We are in Chicago, our corporate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's helpful.
Yes, very helpful. And we do have one of the highest Google ratings for home warranties, 4.6, which you're always going to have complaints, you know, before.
Right, right.
But we do have a 4.6 rating, which we're very proud of, because that's very uncommon in the home warranty world.
Well, that's
okay.
Fantastic.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg. Our experts today, we have with us from Home Warranty, Guard Home Warranty, Michelle Bragg, and she's been giving us some pointers about their company and how they excel as a local business. And from Cannell & Company, we've got Angela Sherrill here and Will Maben. So if you have a comment or a question for them, maybe you've been thinking about buying, or perhaps you've got a warranty question, today and now is the time. So just text it on in at 850-437-1620.
Good morning, Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165. And we have Michelle Bragg here from Guard Home Warranty.
Michelle, how do we get in touch with you?
My phone number is 850-463-2256. My email is mbragg, B-R-A-G-G, at guardhomewarranty.com.
Okay, and that's your website, too,
guardhomewarranty.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, Will, how do we get in touch with you?
Oh, everybody knows that. Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Okay.
All right, so continuing with Michelle. So the seller, in a lot of instances in these real estate transactions, pays for the buyer's first year. Okay, so when it comes up for renewal,
mm-hmm.
kind of give us a price range for a home warranty.
So your typical home warranty, the price is going to go up the next year. That first year rate is just that. It's a first year rate, not with Guard. With Guard, it is the same rate as the first year rate. When it comes up for renewal for the buyer, they can either pay monthly, quarterly, or yearly.
Oh, nice.
We do give $100 off every plan, and that applies with the renewals as well.
Wow.
So they
great.
Get that discount every year.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do I have to sell a home to buy a home warranty?
No, absolutely not. We
so,
do. We have plans. Yep.
For my existing home, I'm just seeing some deferred maintenance going on, and I'm thinking, okay, this might start getting expensive.
Correct.
Then I reach out to
Michelle Bragg, 850-463-2256, and I can definitely talk to you about all the ins and outs, the different plans, and what we have to offer. And like I said, you can pay monthly, quarterly, or yearly.
You cover a pool?
We do. We cover
septic.
Pools and septic.
And
wow.
Exterior sewer lines. Those are always add-ons.
Uh-huh. What about a roof?
Roof leak coverage.
Well pump.
Yep. And that's going to be an add-on.
Okay.
Well pump. Yep.
What's a well pump, Will?
So a home warranty typically is going to, is going to cover what's inside the main foundation of the home. Okay. Anything exterior, like sewer, septic line, septic tank, roof leak cover, you know, those kind of things are going to be extra. Pool, things like that.
Okay. No windows.
No windows. No windows, doors, or floors. So it's going to be the mechanical systems that make that house function.
Irrigation?
No. No warranty covers irrigation. But we do cover, like, the garage door opener, ceiling fans, the electrical running through the walls, the plumbing, toilets, AC, water heater, all your kitchen appliances, washer, dryer.
Okay, so stop the... Just a second. You said electrical. You said okay.
She's so excited.
She started moving around the room. I said,
Michelle said. Michelle said that Guard covers the electrical running through the walls. Mm-hmm. Do explain.
So if you have, it's going to cover your outlets and all the electrical,
like copper versus aluminum.
We cover that. Mm-hmm.
Now,
not
Angela's
to just
face.
Change it out. If it a home warranty, it has to have a failure.
Okay.
So there has to be a failure.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has to be normal wear and tear. You know, I had a lady that dropped a cookie jar on a cooktop one time. That's not going to be covered. That's an accident. Right.
Okay.
You take a pressure washer to your AC outside and mess it up, that's not going to be covered, you know.
Gosh,
so, yeah.
You've
normal.
Seen it all, haven't you?
Sounds like you've heard it
I
all.
Could write a book.
Oh, I
sure.
know. It sounds like it.
15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a question for you in terms of right now we're in the season, the H season. No one likes to use that word around here.
I know.
But with that, it's been very, when we do have a storm, should people check on their warranties and see it? Or do you have the additional insurance for that? I mean, I know there's definitely storm, but where does the warranty fall in?
So acts of God are not covered under the warranty, like lightning strikes, hurricanes, things like that.
That's what I wanted to clarify.
Yeah. It's got to be normal wear and tear.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. Okay. All right, we're here with Angela Sherrill and Will Mabin, who are with Connell & Company, and they're regulars on Pep Talk. Excited to have them. We're going to be here for the full hour. So if you've got a question or a comment, please text it on in at 850-437-1620. And their guest today is Michelle Bragg. She is with Guard Home Warranty. And so we're finding out a little bit about how that works when you purchase a new home. So, again, if you have questions, 850-437-1620. And one of our listeners, Willie, just texted in. He would like to know the website for Guard Home Warranty again.
So it's www.guardhomewarranty.com.
Okay. So I hope you got that, Willie. www.guardhomewarranty.com. Okay, very good.
Yeah. And if you have any problems with that, you can reach Michelle.
850-463-2256.
Okay, very good. All right. What's next on the agenda, guys?
Well, okay, so we've talked about buyers and sellers, and buyers and sellers in a lot of instances around our area are retired military.
Right.
Is there any special coverage for military? I know sometimes there has been, sometimes not, but...
I wish there were, but
$100 off.
$100 off for everybody.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. But thank you for your service. Well, if you served in the
military. And they can also choose a veteran-owned businesses to service them.
That's
because
true.
They can choose whomever they want. So
exactly.
There's a lot of opportunity there where a veteran can customize their coverage.
Right. I know that Will and I have had Scott Huntinghouse from Huntinghouse HVAC.
Yep.
And Michelle knows Scott
I
well,
do very
too.
Well. Scott has our warranty.
Yeah. Yes, he does. And Scott is a veteran. So that would just be a plug for HVAC, too.
And right. Scott Huntinghouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
He did, and he does.
Okay,
yes,
there you go.
I've known him a long time.
It can be a small world in Pensacola,
it
no
is.
Doubt.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, in this group, it certainly is.
Yeah.
Angela knows everybody. To include Mike Wiggins.
Yes.
There you go.
From the garden spot.
Yeah, the garden line. There you go.
So, Well, I have a new listing coming up, and the house is not new. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing, I did not think about having the seller purchase a home warranty as part of the package.
Right.
But I think I'm going to talk to him.
I think you should.
I mean, and here's the thing, folks. For $70, a lot of realtors will take on that expense. I know that Will and I would do that.
I have some realtors that do that.
Yeah.
Well, not many.
I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And when does stuff break down? At the worst possible time.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's when
you're making brownies.
Or whatever you're making, yes.
Like, she literally was making brownies.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Or I can tell you about recently I had a closing. Woohoo! And we were at the closing table, and a terrible storm came up. And there was another warranty that was already engaged, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And I got this frantic call while we were in closing. So anyway, after closing, I got this phone call saying the water heater is leaking.
Oh, no.
Right.
And so I called the warranty company, and the warranty company said, oh, no. It's got to be working day of closing. And I was like, well, it had been working during the inspection period.
Everything.
Yeah, right. Everything. And so I have talked to Michelle about this, yes. So she's not unaware of the question. So I would like your response.
Yeah, so we're more than likely, if you have a claim come in immediately after closing, and I have seen it all, like it literally can be, you could have a newer HVAC system, 5 years old, works during walkthrough, works during the inspection. I mean, literally works the morning of the walkthrough of the closing, and you get into the home 3 hours later and the HVAC's not working. It happens. You never know. So with us, if you have a claim come in immediately after closing, we probably are going to ask for the home inspection.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
To know that it was in good working order. But as far as that goes, yeah, we would have definitely covered that.
Right.
It showed in the inspection.
Right. Well, come to find out, folks, it wasn't the water heater. It was a gas water heater, and it had been piped. It was in the garage, and it's piped out. It's vented out through the roof.
Yeah.
And so
it was a roof leak.
It was actually, yes, how mm-hmm. it had been, the boot.
The flash.
Yeah, the flashing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so the roofer.
Yeah.
The seller's roofer.
Yeah.
Came out and fixed it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're about to, at the end of the half hour here. So if y'all want to review how we can get in touch with you, we've been talking with Angela Sherrill, Will Maben with Connell and Company, and their guest this morning, Michelle Bragg with Guard Home Warranty. So let's get those websites and phone numbers out before we go into the break.
Will Maben with Connell and Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at themabengroup.com.
Michelle Bragg, 850-463-2256. Our website is guardhomewarranty.com. And don't forget, we do give that $100 off every plan.
Angela Sherrill, Connell and Company Realty. Go Knowles, ACS at ATT.net. 850-292-3165.
Okay. We got everybody's numbers and websites in, but you can also hear this broadcast again if you want to take some notes on our website at newsradio923.com. Click on podcast. Click on Pensacola's expert panel. You'll see their logo there, and then you can listen back and take some notes. We're going to be back with the Connell and Company in the next half hour, so plenty of time to get your questions in. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. The experts are in the house.
I love
Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. No, it's not a sing-along. No, we haven't changed the format. We're here with Connell and Company having a great time this Tuesday morning as everybody's heading back to work. We have Angela Sherrill is here, Will Maven, and their guest is Michelle Bragg with Guard Home Warranty. We were talking about songs, and then she brought up the Beatles, Michelle, and I haven't heard it in forever, and yet I know every word.
Yes.
So hopefully y'all enjoyed that, hearing them, that song. But let's get down to business now. We're here to talk about real estate and the market and home warranties, so let's get started.
Angela Sherrill here, 850-292-3165, or go Knowles, ACS at ATT.net.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Me too. I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know. 850-Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com. And we, our special guest is Michelle Bragg.
Michelle Bragg, you can reach me at 850-463-2256.
Okay, if you have a question, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. That's the premise of this show. It's the expert panel, and truly, our experts are here. The combined experience at the table right now is probably decades and decades of real estate and home warranty experience. So we do have a question. Hello, Meg. This is from our listener, Lisa. She wants to know, since we're in our peak of Hurricane H season, can they talk about the coverage concerns if we did have a hurricane coming? And homeowner insurance. Thank you. So I'm thinking maybe the way to start there is your specialty is home warranty. Maybe we need to talk a bit about the differences or the comparison between a home warranty and then having actual homeowner's insurance. Because it is different, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. So what I always say is a home warranty is going to cover normal wear and tear. Things just happen, right? And then your homeowner's insurance for when people fall on the property, or a storm, a hurricane, damage to the home, fire, flood, things like that.
Mm-hmm. If yours you have, is generally interior.
Correct. Well, if a water heater floods a home, okay, we're going to cover the water heater, but the flood of the home is going to be covered by homeowner's insurance. We don't cover the secondary damage. Right.
Okay, because there is a kind of a quandary between homeowners insurance, wind insurance, and flood insurance becomes a whole nother topic.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I've had the water heater. I've had the toilet valve shooting fresh water into the house. So, yeah. Not good.
Not good. Okay. Not good.
But now, the way I heard that question is talking more about the homeowner's insurance and the coverages needed for a severe event.
Correct.
Sure.
And on that, I would say, one, keep your paperwork handy so that you can easily evacuate and take it with you.
Very good suggestion.
The other is always check these policies. Make sure you've got the right coverages that work for you. There's no such thing as one insurance fits all.
Right.
And you know, if you believe, and a lot of people, especially if you've been in your home for a while now, have good equity in the home, and you might not have enough insurance to cover that equity should something happen. So it's great to reevaluate and also shop your interest rate each year.
Insurance.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Insurance each year.
Right. And,
we do
and
that
download
as well.
Their app. Whatever company you are with, everybody has an app.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on your phone. I know people say, I don't want to put anything else on my phone. But trust me, you will, if the only thing you take with you besides your toothbrush and the clothes on your back and your car keys,
you'll have your phone.
You'll have your phone.
Right.
Even if you
important.
Can't power it, you'll have it.
You'll have it.
Right.
But I like Will's suggestion. I've heard that many times. Make sure that you do have a safe box, something that's portable that you can carry copies
right.
of all of your. I mean, obviously, so much of it is online today.
Right.
But I'm kind of old school, but I like to have it
go.
In
right.
my hands.
And
so.
Check once a year because mm-hmm. there could be better rates. There could be, you know, different coverages you need to look at. see if you need better coverage, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
Right. One thing that Michelle, that I was not aware of, and Michelle did highlight this, is that Michelle's company is based in Chicago. And so, y'all, I can tell you in all my years of real estate, I have had the, I've had to call the corporate headquarters and stuff. And you get passed around, and that's not fun. And sometimes you get people who, it's hard to understand their accent because either they're not from the South or they're, just kidding, or most people aren't. But anyway, you know, as Michelle said, generally it's, you know, it is somebody, quote, local, and that's real important. You know, the name, the tagline for this radio show is local, informative, dependable. And so I would tell you that GUARD is dependable, local, and informative.
And one thing a lot of people don't realize when you're calling overseas, sometimes AC is not an emergency to them.
Oh.
Here in Florida, it is an emergency when our AC is out.
Absolutely.
People, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. Just gonna say.
And that's that a Southern expression for sure.
Happy. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you have an issue, the thing to do then is to call your home warranty representative. Mm-hmm.
They can go online and place a claim. They don't even have to have an account. They place a claim. We'll ask them several questions, you know, how many times it worked in the last 30 days, what's going on, that kind of thing. And then we approve them to go ahead and call their contractor. With most home warranties, you have to pay a claim fee up front, not with GUARD.
Oh, really?
No. So with GUARD, you go ahead and call your own contractor, get them out there, get them on the phone. Let them tell us what the diagnosis is, what the repair, what the cost, and we go ahead and approve it. We only take that money out once the claim is approved. So
that's nice.
If it's denied, like the lady with the cookie jar that dropped the cookie jar, right. That's not normal wear and tear.
Okay.
She had to pay a service fee with my old company, and she was hot. You know, she wanted her service fee back because it wasn't covered. With GUARD, it wouldn't have... She wouldn't have lost a service fee on that.
Right.
She still would have had to get it fixed.
Gotcha. Well, okay, so I want to use a real life example. So
that was.
That was real life.
That lady was mad.
Michelle's hair is very curly now, right? But okay, so during COVID, I renovated. Yes, I was one of those crazy people, and I had been saving my pennies for a long time, and I love to cook and all of that. And so I got a really high-end appliance package. So I have high-end appliances. So I know that with some other home warranty companies, I mean, you know, my refrigerator and most appliances these days cost several thousands of dollars.
Right.
So how does GUARD go about replacing these, you know, appliances that are in the thousands of dollars if they...
So we do have limits.
Okay.
Any choose your own contractor home warranty is going to have limits because, like I said, I had a lot of years with traditional home warranty where you're... lapse time is a long time getting things done.
Yeah.
I had one guy that went 8 weeks without a refrigerator.
Wow.
I mean, literally. That was not with us. That was with traditional. But again, you're waiting on contractors and the company to order the parts and things like that. So a choose-your-own-contractor home warranty, we do have limits because we can't control the cost.
Sure.
We're not ordering the parts. You're calling your guy. One retail guy may be more expensive than another retail guy.
Okay.
You know, so we cannot control those costs like a traditional home warranty. So there are going to be limits with that.
Okay, right. Very interesting. If you've got a question, we're here this morning with Connell & Company. Angela Sherrill is here, Will Maben, both realtors in our area, and we have with us Michelle Bragg, who's with GUARD Home Warranty. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. They are the experts on our expert panel this morning.
And this is Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, 850-292-3165.
And Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or themabengroup.com.
And Michelle Bragg, 850-463-2256. Get in touch with me, and I can explain everything to you.
You're doing a great job this morning, Michelle. Thank you. You really are.
There's so much more to say.
Yes. Well, and that's my question as we're getting down to the last, you know, 10 minutes or so of the show. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to talk about? Because I know there's a lot. This is a big subject.
It is.
Yes, it is. So it is a big subject. And no, I mean, we've covered a lot. When you're the seller selling a home, with Angela and Will, you know, you want to make sure you get your house covered. Any kind of home inspection repairs that are found that fall under the warranty, we could get those fixed. And then give that peace of mind to the buyer for the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a question. If you're, you know, we have a historic downtown, you know, houses that are 50 years or older, which is quite a bit of our inventory.
There's several, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're not historic, believe it or not.
Right, right.
But, you know, you find that we had one thing we hadn't really talked about is plumbing.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know, what happens if your cast iron piping springs a leak?
So I'm not a tech, and I don't know the fix on that,
okay.
But we do cover cast iron pipes.
Okay.
So I'm not sure
nice.
How to fix that. I'm just the warranty girl. you know, I just facilitate things, but the tech would have to name the fix.
Okay.
And then if I'm sure cast iron is going to be expensive, so it's going to probably breach that limit, and we just pay that out.
Okay. So you can put, yeah, and what Michelle is saying is that the home warranty company will write you a check mm-hmm. and, towards the fix.
Right.
And the homeowner, you have to pay the balance.
I don't want to keep up taking up much time, but I had a homeowner that had a washing machine. She hated her washing machine. The tech came out and was going to repair it for $900, right?
Wow.
And we approved it. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I hate this washing machine. I've always hated this washing machine. Why are they repairing it? And I said, well, a home warranty is going to repair before they replace, right? If her tech tells us it can be repaired, we're going to repair it. But with Guard, I told her, I said, get the invoice, the receipt, put paid on it, upload it to Guard, and they'll pay you that amount of money and go buy you a new washing machine.
Ah.
So that's what she did. And when I ran into her again, she said, I love my new washing machine. I got exactly what I wanted.
Good for her.
So she got rid of the old washing machine.
Okay.
So you can always
happy
cash
ending.
Out. Yeah, happy ending.
That's
yeah.
good. That's good. Okay, so we are here with Cannell & Company, 850-437-1620. Still time to ask a question about home warranties, or maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home. These are your experts right here on Pet
yes.
Talk.
Well, and I think it's a good time to actually talk about making sure your home is prepared for a major storm.
Right.
We are getting those storms mm-hmm. popping up in the afternoons here, and some of them have been violent lately. I mean, just nasty weather.
Violent. I had a guest this past week came and said they were squalls because
yeah. right.
you have horizontal rain and all this lightning.
It's been
not a typical
thunderstorm.
Summer storm. I mean,
those like spider veins.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
just kind of crazy lightning.
Yeah, it's been something.
It's
so.
Been
So you were saying, how do we help get prepare our homes?
But
what
I
do
think
we need
it's
to
important to walk around your home. You
yeah.
know, we're at the end of the summer here. Everything's been growing all year.
Mm-hmm.
You get limbs up on the house. Well, when that limb starts blowing in the wind, it starts rubbing right. a hole in your ceiling,
yeah.
Your roof.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
don't want that.
No.
Right.
So make sure it's trimmed away from the house to where it's not going to make contact. Also, just light stuff that can be thrown around, break windows. It happens.
Right. And your insurance company, trust me, they know what's going on, whether they're at your house
mm-hmm.
or not. They have a way.
Clean your gutters.
Yes.
Well, and
simple things like that.
Yeah.
And if you don't have, if you can't do it, there's lots of help out there of people that will come out and do that for
that
you.
That is exactly it. It's the time to do the maintenance and get around the house, make sure everything is working the way it's supposed to be working. they are, these homes are designed to withstand these strong winds. We're designed to withstand the rain, but you have to make sure that you haven't changed something to make it a problem. And it doesn't take long for a limb to go all the way through the house, rubbing on it like that.
Speaking of roofs and garages, one thing, my garage door is a little bit older. It's not the 150-mile-an-hour wind-rated door. But one thing that we talked about that James from Allstate Insurance talked about was putting the bolts in the floor on the corners that you could lock your garage door so that during a violent storm, you know, if you thought there was a hurricane coming, you could do that, kind of like putting up your fabric shield, you know, or your hurricane shutters, just part of doing that. So, you know.
And they do make reinforcement bars and different things that you can use for that. But I think James is right with just a simple of two poles up so that you can bolt it down real quick. Anything to hold it in place. Otherwise, that becomes a large opening that catches air. And that's where the roof starts to fail. It's once the air is underneath. It's just a matter of time before the whole roof is gone.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So these are some good tips to help out our homeowners here as we are in the season, as they say. And so far, so good. I think Alan Strub said this week we're in the clear. So this has been one of those difficult weeks in the past. So the good news is we're almost halfway through September now.
Right. And one thing I have, I'm still one of the few Pensacolians who have in the city of Pensacola have pine trees. And the squirrels and these crazy storms have been doing a number. I mean, they're like missiles, the pine cones falling.
Oh, no.
And don't go barefoot in my yard.
No.
Because they have chewed the pine cones.
Oh, my.
I swear they watch for me to walk out.
Oh.
So I've been trying to rake all of the pine cones and all of the mess. And I do think, you know, that is important that you try and, you know, pick up the debris before it is.
Yeah, anything you can do to minimize debris with the winds, absolutely. And patio furniture and things like that.
Right.
And if you hear, we do, the good news is we get enough warning here. Our station is one that you can listen to at News Radio 92.3, also Cat Country. We are all on the air. Once we are into a storm warning, we're on live 24/7, so you can get tips. We can find out what's happening. And when we have those warnings, we usually get them days out.
Right.
So you do have some time to get that patio furniture in, bring your potted plants in, things like that. So that's, we do know how to get ready, that's for sure, in this area. So you'll have lots of help and warning, but you can listen to the station, of course, to get the tips you need to get ready.
Right.
And shows like this because of people like you.
Right. Yeah, I've never heard somebody say, I wish I didn't prepare more.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're not saying that.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
But it's important just to have a plan if things do go bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what I'll say, because panic helps nobody. It's better to already have a plan, know what you're going to do if something, if the home fails. What happens if your home fails? Have you thought about that? I mean, what do you do at that point?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And get a plan.
I think one thing, too, that Will and I have tried to emphasize is that, you know, maintenance, it's just part of what you do. It's kind of like a chore. I hate to use that chore word, but, you know, pride of home ownership is much easier to sell when people do it on a regular basis.
Yeah,
and
true.
And you can see it. And so having a Guard home warranty can help you with that, you know, because, you know, like people, we're all fallible.
Right.
And we all make mistakes. And so, you know, even, you know, the best products, whatever, sometimes things go wrong. And so it's nice to know if you're able to have a home warranty that you can call somebody like Michelle at Guard and know that you have some options to be able to get it repaired very quickly on a timely basis or get it replaced.
Right. And it's great that you're local. It's great that you're local. That helps a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to stay local, too.
You and me both.
Right.
I think all four of us.
Yes. Right.
Yes, I talked about that last year, probably November, as I was driving back in from Vegas, and how much I just loved it here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do. I'll never move away. There's nothing that can force me away. I'll have to bring grandkids back if that's the case.
That's okay.
Right.
They'll like the beach too.
Yes.
Yep. You can't go wrong taking the kids to the beach. It's always something to do here in Pensacola for sure.
Exactly.
Well, and my next thing is real estate, and just a little bit of real estate advice. If you're out there and you're waiting, right now is the time that you can get the most inventory on the market.
Right.
You can get out there and actually see options and compare what's going on, to where you can find the better deals as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of times these days, the sellers are helping buyers with closing costs and different concessions and buy down rates. So with it being a buyer's market, now is the time to buy.
Right.
I say reach out to your trusted real estate professional. We hope it's going to be myself or Angela, and you can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Angela Sherrill at Cannell & Company Realty, 850-292-3165. And go Knowles, ACS at ATT.net.
And Michelle?
Michelle Bragg with Guard Home Warranty, 850-463-2256.
Okay, what a great show we've had this morning talking about real estate here with our real estate professionals and experts, Angela Sherrill and Will Maven. And then, of course, it's been a pleasure having you here, Michelle. I got
Thank
to play
you.
My favorite one of my favorite songs.
I know.
But in addition to that, I've learned something about home warranties and the difference between that and having home insurance and how important it is to have that warranty in place.
Absolutely.
So this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Y'all are going to be here now on a regular basis, correct?
On Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays. Following the garden line.
Yeah.
So we love that. It's
We're
gonna be
excited
fun.
About it.
Me too. I think it's going to be great.
And, just listening on the way in, I heard them talk about getting rid of the crepe myrtles. Why?
Why do you get rid of crepe myrtles?
Okay, that's a whole nother show. So we're going to wrap it up right there. Thank you all for being here this morning. We appreciate you so much. Thanks to all of our listeners who texted in and who are listening today. I appreciate you so much. We appreciate everything that happens here in Pensacola. So many great people. So as you go about your day today, remember, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and see if you can find a time to love now. Thank you so much, Angela, Michelle, Will.
Thank you.